Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD guru. Ever feel like you're trying to learn something new, but it's like watching paint dry? Yeah, me too. I mean, we all have those moments where our brains are just not cooperating. But what if I told you there's a way to make learning actually stick? Not just memorize facts for a test, but truly understand and internalize information? It's all about understanding your unique learning style and tailoring your approach accordingly. Think of it like this. Everyone has their own superpower when it comes to absorbing knowledge, and once we figure out what ours is, learning becomes way more fun and less frustrating. Today, we're diving deep into the world of learning styles. Because let's face it, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to education. Just like you wouldn't wear the same clothes every day, unless you're super into that. Your brain needs different tools and techniques depending on the task at hand. So, buckle up, because we're about to unlock some major learning secrets. First things first, forget the old, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, labels. They're way too simplistic for our complex brains. Think of it more like a spectrum with various strengths and preferences. You might be someone who loves reading books and visualizing concepts, or maybe you learn best by listening to lectures and discussing ideas. Some folks are all about hands-on activities and experimenting. They thrive when they can actually do something. Second, your learning style isn't set in stone. It evolves as you grow and experience new things. Don't be afraid to experiment. If a certain method isn't working, try something else. Remember, the goal is to find what helps you learn most effectively. You know that feeling when you finally figure out a puzzle or nail a tricky skill? That's pure learning magic. Third, don't underestimate the power of active recall. It's like giving your brain a mini workout. Instead of passively reading or listening, actively test yourself by summarizing information, teaching it to someone else, or creating flashcards. This helps solidify knowledge and makes learning more engaging. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't just sit on the couch and hope to win, would you? Fourth, create a supportive learning environment. Surround yourself with people who encourage your curiosity and celebrate your progress. Find study buddies, join online communities, or even take advantage of free resources like Khan Academy or Coursera. Remember, learning is a journey, not a solo race. And lastly, be kind to yourself. Everyone learns at their own pace. Some days will be awesome, and some days you'll feel like hitting the snooze button on your brain. That's totally normal. Just keep showing up and trying new things. You got this. Think about a time when you were learning something completely new. Maybe it was a musical instrument, a new language, or even how to bake a cake. What did you find yourself gravitating towards? Was it reading instructions, listening to tutorials, or practicing hands-on? You know that feeling when you finally click and understand something? That's pure magic. Today's episode is all about embracing your unique learning style. It's not just about finding the right way to learn. It's about discovering what works best for you. Remember, we all have our own superpowers when it comes to absorbing knowledge. So, experiment, explore, and make learning an adventure. So, my amazing listeners, take this as your official permission slip to ditch the one-size-fits-all approach and embrace your learning style. Think about what resonates with you. What helps you click, understand, and truly internalize information? Next time you're faced with a new challenge or skill to learn, remember these five key takeaways. 1. There are tons of different ways to learn, so don't be afraid to experiment. 2. Your learning style isn't fixed, it evolves as you do. 3. Active recall is your secret weapon for truly understanding information. 4. Find a supportive community that fuels your learning journey. 5. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. Learning takes time and effort. Celebrate your progress along the way. Now, go out there and make learning an adventure. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips and join me tomorrow for another dose of ADHD focus. Remember, we're in this together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.